Throughout his life, Constantine was something of a seeker. But rather than seeking in the hippie sense of trying to find universal truth or everlasting peace or whatever, Constantine was seeking power. Tangible, worldly power.
The attack on Libya that was ordered by Barack Obama is definitely about tangible, worldly power. It's definitely not about seeking, in the hippie sense, to stop massacres and right injustice. No, this is another greed-fueled resource war, and Barack Obama just happens to be the one leading the cabal right now. And if you really are buying in to the excuses being given, then
it's all professional wrestling. It's not that it's not hard work. It's all scripted. It's all a fucking act. It's a puppet show. It's a puppet show for stupid people. Who want, oh, look, they're back together. Bill O'Reilly and your kiss and makeup. That would be great ratings, won't it?
Well, and that's what war is now, too. War is that. You know, it's got to be resolved in X amount of days with a victory for our side. And then we'll continue to be at war with
Well, that clip is from the Professional Left podcast, number 67, from April 2011. And, of course, if you really are buying into this war in Libya and the still ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you should take a look at some of these photos that are coming out of Afghanistan. These hunting kill style photographs of soldiers posing next to corpses. I think that the depravity of the actions on the ground are clearly symbolic of the utter shamelessness and depravity of the wars, of the missions. And this country, the United States, needs to really start finding its anti-war movement again, because Barack Obama is just another banker-backed warmonger. He certainly ran against the war, but he's starting a war in Libya. So we've got to deal with the world as it is. And Denis Kucinich, I think, is moving in the right direction. And he's calling for impeachment of Barack Obama, which I think we definitely have to consider. Well, out here in the Cleveland area, where Denis Kucinich is our local House member, well, another Cleveland news, I was at the Indians home opener. I actually recorded this audio while I was there.
I'm not proud of you. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna move to
That's Arizona. What? What's Arizona. Florida?
I wouldn't move to Ohio to get out of Detroit.
Detroit's the asshole.
You know,
Ohio's
better.
Ohio's the butt cheek. What is Florida?
You're on a butt cheek, but I would move to Arizona. I'd move to Florida, Texas, maybe.
You want more?
I do.
Oh,
even though my dad, I got promised
from
Texas.
Beer guy.
Yeah, beer guy. Well, I think you're pretty confused when you're talking about trying to get out of Detroit, and then you mention Texas, and then you say you have a problem with Texas. So I just there's a lot of disturbed people out there, and. Many of them were at the Indians home opener, and those are just crazy drunken scenes. Just swarms of really intoxicated people, and there's definitely a heavier skew, it seems, toward male attendance at these opening games because the bathrooms are so crowded, and I don't know if that's just, maybe that's just due to increased drinking levels, but that's increased from a pretty high basis. Well, I think the Indians home opener this year wasn't that bad in terms of the weather, so you know, the play by the home team was not excellent. They were down 14-0 at one point. They made a mini comeback, and then they still, of course, managed to lose to the Chicago White Sox, who were definitely a better team this year. So, you know, you can see that happening. I don't know. The Indians are trying a lot of younger players now, so they might try to claw their way to a 500 finish. It's hard to say. I don't have a lot of hope in the abilities of Manny Acta to manage, but I could be proven wrong. Now, I'm really turning sharply here, but I have to mention the Japanese nuclear meltdown disaster at Fukushima. Now, we have 6 nuclear reactors 120 miles north of Tokyo, which are all in a distressed state, and some of which have definitely, at least partially, melted down. There have been enormous explosions in the days after the tsunami, and in the weeks now after, there are continuing problems, and a lot of terrible radiation is being released, and it seems like there's a lot of people that are just continuing to try to minimize the dangers of this radiation. The amount of radiation being released because of this nuclear disaster in Japan is enormous. It's definitely very dangerous for people in Japan, especially near the reactors. The fact that this radiation is being put in smaller amounts out into the wider environment is very distressing as well. And there's recently been news that the plant, the Japanese nuclear plant, of course, as it's falling apart, it's actually dumping radioactive water directly into the ocean. The environmental damage from this is enormous, and it's another reminder that people who call themselves environmentalists but shill for nuclear power are total frauds and are very, very dangerous to the credibility of any groups that they associate with. Now, of course, there's a strong movement by a lot of Republicans and some Democrats to put more nuclear plants in the country. And I think we're seeing obvious proof in Japan as an American-designed nuclear plant continues to have one disastrous problem after another, that we should not only be not building new nuclear plants, we should be unwinding and shutting down the old ones in a very reasonable but fast replacement where we put new types of power plants in. It seems to me that there's a lot of natural gas, and that creates a lot less pollution than coal. And I think that's a good place to start, and more sustainable fuel technologies, of course, need to be invested in. I think, though, that the anti-nuclear movement has to consolidate around this disaster and get the political will to together in all countries all over the world to stand up to this terrible and dangerous source of energy. Nuclear fission is definitely not a a worthwhile energy source for the U.S. and I would argue other countries. As we move on, we're going to move to the world of computers very soon, but while we're talking about power plants, it's worth noting that the MSC smokestack on the Michigan State campus is going to be taken down. They're going to remove the old red tower that is near the football stadium. So definitely the skyline of Spartan country is going to change. And the power plant that tower is part of hasn't been operating in decades. So the lack of maintenance means, I guess, they claimed it had become dangerous. It's hard to really think that it was already highly dangerous, but they're rushing to take it down now. Well, on to the computers and the desktop, which we don't maybe pay as much attention to as a few years ago, given the popularity of mobile devices and the tablets like iPad and the smartphones, the Android and iOS and other smartphones out there. But I think it's worth taking a peek at what is going on the desktop. Well, there's new operating system versions coming out. Macintosh is going to have OS X Lion, so Apple's newest desktop operating system that is expected to come out sometime in the summer or fall. Now, this operating system is going to, as Apple says, they're learning from the iPad, and they're using, I guess, some of those concepts in the desktop. But one of those concepts I think that they're going to push is the idea of full screen apps and the capability of an app take the entire screen. Now, this might have more utility on smaller screens. So, of course, the MacBook Air is a popular product, and so they're thinking about that along with the bigger machines like the large iMacs and other machines that Mac users will be using out there in the wild. Now, there's an interesting parallel in the Linux desktop world. GNOME 3, the newest version of probably the most popular desktop setup that runs on top of the X.org server. GNOME, their version 3 is going to use new desktop metaphors, including a dock-like launcher for apps on the left side. So it'll actually be very analogous to using OS X and moving the dock to the left side of the screen, which is an option that's available. And a competitor to GNOME 3, which will be coming out, I think, on distributions including Fedora, is Ubuntu's Unity. That's their desktop interface that, while in some ways is like GNOME 3, will have its own differences. iOS apps for the week: Hootsuite is a good alternative to Twitter, and it has other social networks. For camera apps, Percolator is really cool. You can process your photos into clumps of circles. It's actually very, very cool. Then I also have enjoyed playing Angry Birds Rio Free. It's just a free app with a handful of levels, but it has pretty smooth gameplay. It has parrots. Amazon has launched a cloud music service. That's going to be interesting to see where that goes. And a clip at the end I have here for you. This is a story, and the storyteller here is recounting the days years ago when biker gangs ran wild in Cleveland.
I walked down the started my Harley up. There were four Harleys beside me. I took my fucking foot and went like that, kicked every fucking one of them over, right? That was the Club the Breed, you know, Chance was the president. Kicked them over, dude. I live on Fidelity. I was renting an upstairs apartment on Fidelity. Me and my wife rented. And I had a daughter, Lisa. She was 3, and my youngest daughter at the time. I walked up, got my 38. Come back down. The guy downstairs, I knew him a little bit, but didn't know him a lot. I said, hey, if you give me a ride? He said, yeah, sure, man. So I says, okay, take me up 117. You know that bar, the Grapevine? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, just pull over there, man, will you? And he goes, yeah, man, no problem. He had a blue van, man. You know, no windows, no nothing. He pulled over there, and there was Chance and the other three fucking dudes picking up the bike. Dude, I unloaded on this motherfucker. The only thing they can thank is God. Because I shot, boom, 5 shots, man, at them, wanting to kill them motherfuckers. And God took them bullets. I swear for God, Dad. I hit 2 glass blocks up here. I hit the brick and all that shit. Right where, and you ought to see motherfuckers scratch it and get me. Trying to get back in that fucking bar, dude. They were knocking each other off. I mean, trying to get back in the bar. And what I'm telling you right now is 100 truth. I'm not lying, but I meant to kill the motherfuckers. And I mean, you know, motherfucker. You know, that's where they used to drink whiskey and shit that I don't do no more. But I meant to kill them, man. I was not playing. I was dead fucking 100% pure. And thank God that maybe he did fear them bullets, we, you know, for me, it's just as well as them, because I could have been in prison the rest of my fucking life for killing some assholes. You know, I mean, it might sound stupid, man, but that's the make out. And Steve, the dude that took me up there, didn't know what I was going to do. He liked to fucking die. Man. What? In his bed, went back to the house where, like I said, I rented from the dude, you know. I cannot fucking believe what just happened. And we're hearing cops sirens, all kinds of shit. But we was only over about like 3 streets, you know. I'm sitting in the back of HD, I'm sorry, Matt, but I knew if I asked you to go up there with me, you wouldn't have done it. If I asked you for a ride, would you have done it? Fuck no! Well, that's why I didn't tell you.
Yep. Possible deniability.
And I'm sitting in this swing with my 38 right there, man. Swinging on the team. I'm only 26 years old, man. You know, I'm full of all kinds of shit, man. Then I went back up to my buddy Roger. It was real funny. Roger, that's my main dude. He come over next weekend, say stop at the bar and have a beer up there. Hearing all this shit, how they caught this guy. They beat him up, and oh, fuck, he's in the hospital and everything. So my dude Roger come over to my house, you know, and said, man, they motherfucked up some other dude or something, Rick, because they were telling me, blahzy, you know. And I said, they put that guy in the hospital. I said, well, I guess you know they got the wrong motherfucker then. And Roger just laughed. Yeah, I know. He said, I just listened to dude talk this shit. So then we were back up the bar. I'm setting up there. Chance and them was up there. This is next weekend, man. But you know, like I said, I'm 26, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. Right?
Sitting up there having a beer. Chance come over and said, hey, bud. I said, what? He said, I don't want no problems with you, man. I said, I don't want no problems with you, man. I want to stick your fucking leg up when I want to go to the bathroom and take a piss. There's a problem. He said, we don't have no problem no more, okay? He said, fine with me. He said, all right, man, good. Never had a fucking little problem with that motherfucker. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know? I mean, I'm like, fuck you. Now the breed don't even fly to college in Cleveland. with the Hell's Angels throwing, you hanging them up.